Hey, Daddy. I thought I'd give you a call, but obviously you're not there. Otherwise, you would have answered. But I'm in our kitchen, and I'm making you a little present. And as I was sitting here doing that, I started to get a little horny. So I thought I'd give you a call and kind of see what time you were coming home. But then I realized that it's earlier in the day, so it'll be a while. But I thought I'd call you anyway and describe this little fantasy I was having as I was making you the present. So I'm making you cookies. I know I mentioned it because I was off today that I was going to make them. And you know how I love the chocolate chip ones that then I dip into chocolate and let set up after they bake. So, I was making those, and somehow I seem to have chocolate all over myself. And so the cookies are baked, right? That was fine. That was uneventful. And I didn't burn them this time. I know you always worry about that. I did not burn them, and they're still a little like soft to the touch and a little chewy. So hopefully they don't crumble as I dip them in the chocolate. And they haven't so far, so my fingers are crossed. I made you at least 24 of these. Well, I made us. Because you know I'm going to eat them. I will make sure you have some. And they're still, I'm not going to eat 24 by the time you get home. But I will make sure you have plenty when you arrive. And I use that dark chocolate that you like. I know, right? The one that's like, you know, I don't know, what is that, 75%? Whatever that rating is, to dip them in. So, like, I melted it over the, like, a double boiler, and so it's all gooey and yummy, and yeah. Anyway, so I can talk about chocolate fantasy for a long time, but anyway. I seem to have chocolate all over myself, Daddy, and even, like, I went into the bathroom to get a tissue, and I had it. I looked in the mirror. I had it even on my face. So I think, like, when I lifted my hand to, like, push up my glasses or something, I got it all over my cheeks. And somehow, I don't even know how. I just, I don't know. You know how I am, Daddy. I have it on my elbow. So I'm pretty much a mess. And I guess I should tell you what I'm wearing, too. So I'm sitting here calling you from the kitchen stool as I'm letting these cookies set up. And I have this big bowl of leftover chocolate in front of me. And to be honest, so this is a secret, Daddy, but to be honest, I just want to face plant in it and lick it. But but I'm being good. You know what? We all sugared up by the time you get home. But so I'm sitting here, on the kitchen stool, eyeing this bowl of chocolate and just imagining what could potentially happen when you got home. Because I think, Daddy, that I need to be licked clean because I have it all over my fingertips and my elbow and my cheek. Again, I don't know about the elbow, but, you know, we've established that I move in mysterious ways. So what I was imagining as I'm sitting here, and I guess let me paint the picture for you. I'm wearing one of your old t-shirts, you know, one of the really old ones. And I have on my cotton panties because, you know, I'm home today, so I figured I'd be comfy. And I have on that, I dug it out of the closet because I wanted to be festive. So I have all the Christmas lights on, all the trees and stuff. And I have some Christmas music playing. And I have an apron that I dug out of the closet. It's so funny. It's this Christmas pattern, like a ruffle around the top part of it. And then it has, you know, the material goes down, but then it has this white little panel that sits on my chest, and it says, ho, ho, ho. And I thought it was appropriate, Daddy, because you know, Daddy, I'm always a ho for you. Okay, that was a bad joke. But I mean, seriously, you know, I'm your, only your personal little porn star. So I thought it would be appropriate that when you arrived, I was wearing it and I was already labeled for you. Oh, that makes me giggle. But so anyway, I was anticipating that I'd be sitting here and I have my hair up in a bun and, you know, obviously my glasses on and there's little chocolate smudges everywhere, but that you would come in and see me in the kitchen and just kind of laugh because, you know, I'm a mess. But you would come over and, you know, obviously give me a little kiss, trying to avoid the chocolate on your work clothes. But then maybe, if I was lucky, that kiss would kind of deepen. And if you were feeling a little extra strong that day, you'd pick me up and put me on the counter right next to that bowl of chocolate. And then, Daddy, I was imagining that, you know, you would leave the apron on, maybe untie it from the back, but leave it around my waist, and reach down and take my shirt off, or actually, really, I should say, it's your shirt. And, Daddy, I don't have a bra on. So now I'm just sitting on the counter with my cotton panties, an apron around my waist, and completely exposed to you, waiting for your next step. And Daddy, I think it would be amazing if you, like, spread my knees a little bit so you can step between them and maybe pull me closer to the edge, so that I was almost gripping you with my knees. And it would be so awesome, Daddy, if you rested your forehead against mine. And maybe we kissed a little bit. And I would be really careful not to get chocolate on you yet. And you know how I love kissing, Daddy. Ooh. You know, I just had a thought, maybe tomorrow night, maybe we can play a little role play of a fantasy of us watching a movie and just making out on the couch and trying to steal touches so our parents don't catch us. That could be fun for Saturday night, but right now, though, I'm imagining that you're kissing me and you have your hands planted on either side of my hips, and I'm just leaning into you, Daddy, because I love your kisses, especially when you nibble. And I think it would be really, really interesting, Daddy, that, you know, as you kind of nibble towards my ear and you're whispering what a mess I am and how that little apron that says ho, ho, ho is so appropriate right this moment. That you're trying to distract me by whispering in my ear. That you're reaching into the chocolate bowl with a couple fingertips. And as you pull it over, you slowly lean back and drag it right across my nipple. Daddy, I think that little bit of warm chocolate just sitting there on my breast might cause you to reach over again and get a little bit more and treat the other one to the same exact thing. And Daddy, you might encourage me to lean back on my hands so that I'm on full display for you. And I think I would look like a little cookie sitting there, my nipples painted with chocolate and smeared across my breasts. As you lick it off your fingers and then lean forward and start to lick me and clean me up, Daddy. But I think we have to get you out of the shirt first, though, because I don't want to make you messy. But I think I would make your chest messy. And Daddy, I think it would feel so good if you were just licking all around my breast, just teasing me and not really getting to the part that's chocolatey. And it's not thick enough to drip, so it's staying right there on the tip of my hard nipples. And Daddy, I think it would be amazing if you just opened your mouth and slid my nipple right inside and just sucked all of that chocolate off of there. Oh God, Daddy. Oh, that would feel so, so good. Daddy, I think I'm describing this little fantasy to you. I'm starting to get wet. And I think I need to reach into my panties as I'm sitting here on the stool and just open my legs just a little bit so I can slide in. And I think I might need to take my middle finger and just start rubbing my clit. Because this is making me hot, Daddy. Thinking about how I'm your little treat. And I'm your little dessert. And I'm your cookie. All covered in chocolate for Daddy to enjoy. And then, Daddy, I think, because you know I'm all about fair play, I think I might have to dip my own fingers in. And then, Daddy, I might just run them across your lips. So, as you watch me sitting there, only one breast left covered in chocolate, as you cleaned up the other one. And I lean forward and slowly start to lick your mouth and lick all of that chocolate off as I nibble. And Daddy, I think it would be so hot if I have a little bit of chocolate on my tongue. And I slowly slide it into your mouth. And you suck it off. I love chocolatey kisses where we're sharing a treat like chocolate together. It's also fun, Daddy, too. Sometimes if I love when you take a Hershey kiss and pop it into your mouth to melt it a little bit and then kiss me so we can share it. It's so, so yummy. And Daddy, I think you might have to reach for some more chocolate and maybe paint my neck a little bit so that you can work your way down to that other breast, that other nipple that is just waiting for you to suck on it. And clean it up. And as I'm sitting here thinking about this, Daddy, my nipples are so hard. And so is my little clit. It just feels so good, Daddy, to play with my clit and imagine you coming home and doing this to me. And Daddy, I think I might have to undo your belt. Because I think I know another part of you that might need some chocolate. Because it would be so amazing to lick it off. Daddy, I might have to have you step out of your pants and then sit on the stool next to me. And Daddy, I can imagine that your hard cock is standing at attention, just waiting for a little bit of chocolate so your good girl can suck it off. Daddy, I think I would swivel, or actually move back to the other stool so I can reach you better, hop off the counter. And I think I might dip my fingers into the chocolate and just gently coat the tip of your hard cock. And then brace my hands on your thighs as I lean forward and suck it all off. Oh, Daddy, I'm imagining how good you would taste with some of that pre-cum that you drip, just mixed with the chocolate as I swirl my tongue all around the tip. You know, Daddy, I think your pre-cum is always my treat. It's my special little present for being a good girl and getting you aroused. So to mix that with some of my favorite chocolate. Oh, Daddy. I think we might have a little problem. Because I might end up putting lots and lots of chocolate on you so that I can just keep sucking and licking it up and really getting both of my treats mixed together in my mouth. And I'm sure, Daddy, I'll be messy because you know how sometimes I get a little sloppy with it. And we chocolate all over my lips and all over my little face as I slowly work you deeper and deeper into my mouth. And then, Daddy, I was thinking that you'd have enough of that, and because really what you want is to fuck me. And Daddy, I really, really, really want you to fuck me. I need you inside. So I think, Daddy, you'd stand up from the stool and you'd just pick me up and carry me into the living room and put me in front of the arm of the sofa and push me over so that you can fuck me from behind over the arm of the sofa, Daddy. And you might have to move my panties to the side. Can you imagine that, Daddy? I have my little white panties on. I'm pushed over the side of the arm of the chair or the sofa. I just still have that silly little apron tied around my waist, but my breasts are exposed. I'm face down on the sofa, and I have opened my legs nice and wide because I want Daddy to have full access. And Daddy, I think it would be great if you pulled my panties to the side, or even pulled them off, or even if you have to rip them off of me, Daddy, so you have everything you need right there. And Daddy, I'd imagine that you couldn't wait and you'd just slide right into me. And Daddy, at that angle, you'd go all the way in deep. And I can imagine how good it would feel to be stuffed with your hard cock. All of that pre-cum just now dripping inside of me as you start to thrust in and out of me. And Daddy, I'd have to grip the cushion, Daddy, so I can try to hold myself in place because you are fucking me so hard, Daddy, that if I didn't hold on, you'd be moving me across the sofa. Oh, Daddy. God, I'm so wet right now thinking about this. I'm just sitting on this stool describing this to you, and oh, my finger is working my clit. And Daddy, I hope that when you listen to this, you have a chance to start stroking your cock. Because it would be amazing, Daddy, if you and I come together as you listen to this. But then you come home and we play out my little fantasy. And you really do fuck me on that sofa. Because, oh God, I need it, Daddy. I need to be fucked. I need your cock inside of me. And I need you filling me up with your cream. Since I called myself your little cookie earlier, would that make me a cream-filled cookie? Oh, how naughty would that be, Daddy? Are you stroking for me? What's it feel like? How hard is it? Because I will tell you, Daddy, I am sitting on this stool dripping. Oh, I'm pinching my one nipple. And still looking at that little bit of chocolate in that bowl. And still imagining you, oh, Daddy, licking it all off of me. And then the real treat, though, is me getting to suck it off of you mixed with your pre-cum. Oh, my God, that would be so tasty. Daddy, I'm getting close. I hope you're getting close too, Daddy, as you stroke your cock for me. Because I want you to come. And then I want you to film me when you come home. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, this feels so good. But Daddy, if we can't make it to the sofa, even if you bend me over the counter. Oh, fuck me in the kitchen. Ah, that could be even great, too. Just from behind, filling me with that glorious cock of yours. Oh, Daddy. Oh, I'm getting so close. I am so, so wet. And I'm ovulating right now. So I'm even more wet than I usually am. Oh, Daddy. I want to come for you so badly. Will you tell me to come for you as you're listening to our little recording? Will you, Daddy? Will you tell your good girl to come for you? Oh, I'm getting close, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. I'm imagining how good your hard fucking cock would feel inside of me. Oh, Daddy. Oh. As you fuck me harder and harder. Oh, you can let go, Daddy, with me. Because I can take it. I can take it. Oh, don't you want to fuck me? Oh, God, Daddy, please. Please fuck me when you get home. Oh, Daddy, I'm getting closer. Oh, I just want to come for you right now. And then really come for you then. Daddy. And then you know what? If we do change positions and you do fuck me on the counter, you can reach into that chocolate bowl and slide two fingers in to get them good and coated. And then stick them into my mouth so I have some of this suck as you fuck me. Oh, you know I like my mouth full, Daddy. Oh, and I can just suck that chocolate off your fingers as you piss it into me. Oh, Daddy. I'm so close, Daddy. I'm so fucking close. I wonder if you can hear how wet I am. Can you hear that, Daddy? I moved the phone down so you can hear how drenched I am for you. Oh, Daddy. I want to come for you, Daddy. I just want to come for my Daddy. God, yes. That's close. Oh.
Oh, my hands. My little chocolate covered fingers. I'm licking my fingers clean because it tastes good, Daddy. It fucking tastes so good. So that was my fantasy. So when you get home, do you think you can do that for me? Because I think it would be a lot of fun. So I'll clean up the chocolate now, but then I'll have that bowl waiting. And we can warm it up a little bit when I know you're on your way. So text me when you're on your way. And I'll make sure I have that little apron on. And I'll be waiting for you right here, Daddy, on this stool. Just waiting here for you to get home and fuck me. And lick some chocolate off of me. Have a good rest of the day, Daddy. I'll see you soon.